Caleb Sen from the Salvation Army joins us again here on WGN Radio. I haven't talked to Caleb in a while, but let's catch up. Caleb, how have you been? Welcome back to the show.
I'm great, John. Thanks for having me.
Major Sen, when did I see you last? Was it when we did our fundraiser for the Salvation Army around Christmas time?
It was an amazing day. Yeah. Thank you so much again for all your efforts helping us out.
Well, that goes directly to our listeners, that's for sure. What is the Salvation Army Civic Luncheon schedule this year? That's right around the corner, right?
Yeah, that's our big party. Just recognizing some great partners who come alongside of us each and every day to help us do the most good in Chicago. And we're really just celebrating the 850,000 meals we've been able to serve this year, the 6,000 nights of shelter to women, men, and children. All of the food, all of the clothing, all the help that we're able to do with help from great Chicagoans, including your listeners who help us do that every single day.
I've been to these luncheons before. They are multimedia sophisticated productions, aren't they? I mean, it really is a pleasant, positive presentation, I must say.
Yeah, we love to tell our story, and we do that in very creative ways. We have multimedia expressions. We've got videos. We've got someone live coming to share a testimony of the Salvation Army's work in their life. We got Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago bringing some musical selections. So all in all, it's just a great event.
Let's not talk about it, but I do think there is a major celebrity that is going to make an appearance of sorts. That may be what you're alluding to. And while for whatever reason we've been asked not to divulge that person's name, wow, do you have some star power coming your way.
Yeah, we're really excited about who's coming to join us, about all those that are coming to take part. We're going to thank Nicor Gas, especially for all their help in helping us keep people's utilities on all winter and summer long so they don't have to make the choice between feeding their family or heating their home. We're going to thank the Rubschlagers, who have been a huge help in coming alongside of us.
Oh, really? Wow, I love me some Rubschlager. We used to do a lot of things with those folks, and we should get them back on this radio station more regularly, but it's good to hear they're still part of the community as well.
Absolutely. Every single day, helping us reach others in this community.
So then, is like the week after next, Salvation Army Week? Is that why that week?
It is National Salvation Army Week. It was determined by President Eisenhower back in the day, as you could say, and as a way just to recognize the efforts of the Salvation Army. Everyone thinks it should fall in December, and I certainly can see the logic in that, but we do it in May to remind people that we are not just a December organization who is helping. We are 365 days of the year, and it's those money, the money in those digital kettles and those real kettles on the storefronts that we are still using today in May to help those in need.
Well, I suppose to put a finer point on that, what are you doing with or hearing about the migrant situation here in Chicago?
We understand that there's a possibility more buses will come from out of state. We are going to be the Salvation Army of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We are prepared to do what we do best, meet human needs without discrimination, right where people are at when they come into our doors or when they come into our city. So we've been doing that here in Chicago for over 100 years. We're going to keep doing that into the future.
I was talking to some of your colleagues at the golf outing last summer, and this had just started then. And then the word was that people would be showing up relatively unannounced, and you all would scramble to help them out, which you said you are uniquely equipped to do. But is that still the same dynamic, Major? There's not a lot of forewarning about who's coming, when or where?
That is true. I mean, we don't have a lot of warning. Sometimes it's days, sometimes it's hours. But regardless of the heads up that we receive, we are prepared to help people with basic needs, clothing, food, shelter, making sure they have what they need to survive. Whether they come to the city on their own or through a bus, we want to be there to help them have what they need.
Are you picking them up at Union Station? Is that still kind of the drop-off point?
You know, we have never picked any of them up. When individuals have come into the city, they have made their way to our facilities or a central intake center, and we have been able to just intercede at that point with whatever it may be that they are needing. A lot of it is food. Honestly, we have people that come into town who haven't eaten in days. So for us to prepare them a meal or more than one meal to be able to just get them through the next couple of hours, or if even that day, we're happy to help in that way.
Mm. And one last thing about all of that. Can you talk just a little bit more about these people? What are you seeing? Their condition, their circumstance? Just tell me a little bit more about who and what you're seeing.
A lot of the times we are seeing people who have been journeying for several days, sometimes even months. We see families. We see individuals. We've been able to reunite families through some of our efforts once they get into town and perhaps have been separated for a time period. We've been able to see people who are very grateful, who are very concerned with also not receiving compassion, but also giving compassion and showing compassion to others. So we're seeing a lot of people from a varied background who are grateful for the Salvation Army and really with all of our partners as well as we work together to meet their needs.
So then how long are you able to accommodate them? How long do you keep them?
Well, it just depends on what we can do to help them find sustainable housing. So we will keep them until a point where we can find some place for them to stay long-term or a place that's safe for their family and definitely safe for kids as they get into the school system, as they work through all their needs, working through finding ways to help support that family and really support themselves. So it varies. I would say sometimes it is as much as a few weeks. Sometimes it's as little as 2 days.
Yeah, right. I mean, and then maybe there'll be another facility within the city or state. Who knows? Maybe even McCormick Place or something like that will get converted, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the city really takes the lead on issues like that, but if that's what it comes to, I'm sure the city will do all they can to make sure we have stable housing.
Hey, is this event that you guys are doing, the luncheon, is that open to the public? Can people buy tickets to that?
Yes, yeah, salarmy.org/civic. It gives you all the information on getting a ticket and finding a place to join us on Thursday at Navy Pier.
Thursday at Navy Pier, just down the street from us, and this will be you thanking the community for their support, right?
That's correct.
And any other players, before I let you go here, who you want to mention? You mentioned Rubschlager, NICOR. Are there any other major contributors besides some WGN radio listeners?
Yeah, we couldn't do it without Jewel Osco. They're really our chief partner for this event. They help us a great deal. And, of course, again, you see our red kettles in front of their stores. Our partnership goes beyond that. They're helping us each and every step of the way to help bring sustainability to those living in this area.
Mm. Oh, great. Is there going to be a golf outing again this summer?
We are planning for the golf outing the day after Labor Day.
Ah, okay. Hey, there's the word. So put that on your calendar and get your time off accordingly. And Caleb, let's you and I stay in touch in the meantime, and then we'll talk more about this luncheon after the fact as well. Congratulations in advance for what I know is a great event.
Thanks so much, John. Always great to talk to you.